what happens when a god dies. Few, if any, can claim to have been present for the death of a deity, but there are tales and stories of those that have. Several religions reference the divine spark, though it is unknown if it is literal or symbolic. Texts on both Nerul and the Raven Queen state that she usurped not only all within his plane of Pluton, but his divine spark as well, becoming the new god of death. One story suggests that Nerul was buried at the feet of Yggdrasil. I know I've heard this name before, but where? Who is Yggdrasil? It is also suggested that a god cannot truly die as long as its name is remembered. One can only finally destroy a god's memories via the complete purge of all remnants of its existence. Theologians suggest that these powerful memories are easier to bury or hide by the gods than be destroyed. In their prisons, they will slowly rot over innumerable generations until the last creature who remembers its name comes into the service of the Raven Queen. What a horrific torture it must be to feel your entire being falling away like water through a hand. And what physical form do forgotten memories take so that they can be hidden in the first place? With no form or function to contain and control them, as the last remnants of proof it once existed, would the memories be aware that they were once part of a god? Such irony. God of death being buried alive. Living under the land, under the sea, or in a plane of fire. A vague shape, bleeding, all that once defined it. Floating in infinite nothingness. Alone. I have no mouth, yet I must scream.